The following is excerpted from How America and Israel Strangle the World, a Power of Prophecy program by Tex Mars, former career U.S. Air Force officer, college professor, author of over 70 books, and Christian pastor. I want to talk to you about what we're doing in the world, especially in the Middle East. It's going to surprise you because what I'm going to tell you is not what the press has told you. If you believe the press, you'd be pretty mixed up. Now, I don't have any reason to lie to you. The U.S. government has every reason to lie to you because they want the resources of Africa and the Middle East, the gold, diamonds, and particularly the oil. They want these resources and they don't really want to pay a lot for them, so they'd like to just take them. But there's more than that. There are insane religious ideologies. The United States itself does not have strange religious ideologies, but our so-called ally in the Middle East, Israel, does have strange and bizarre ideas. You see, when you believe that you are a chosen people of God, the only chosen of God, and when their most holy books, the Talmud and the Kabbalah, tell them, and they believe it, and they transmit this message to their youth grow up to believe that, one, Israel shall be the headquarters of the whole earth, two, Israel shall have a world court, and it will have judges in the Sanhedrin who will make decisions affecting all of mankind. Number three, Israel will become a greater Israel. It will expand to take over all the Middle East, and it will eventually expand to be the greater, 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 greater Israel. And according to one plan, the Oded Yanon plan of the 1980s, it will eventually encompass the entire globe, including the United States. To accomplish this, what the Jews call tikkun olam, the reordering, the mending, the fixing, the rehabilitation of this planet, they are busy on this right now. And they believe their God, in the form of a great serpent, will help them to mend this world and to take it over and conquer it. So it is a Jewish New World Order that they're expressing. Now, we've all heard the term New World Order. Many believe this began with President George H.W. Bush. But it began long before that, and this term actually comes out of the satanic occult world. The Jews are very attached to this New World Order, and they believe that Jerusalem shall be the capital. At the same time, they've given the United States authority to set up a commercial embassy in Baghdad. But what I want you to know is that Israel wants to expand out. They were only given by the U.S. and the Soviet Union, their two design partners, a small sliver of land in Palestine by Truman and Stalin in 1948. From that small sliver, they have expanded to take over the entire Middle East. Now notice the Jewish flag, the flag of Israel. They have a six-pointed star in the middle, and that is the Rothschild shield. It is not the Star of David. David never used it. The Old Testament David proclaimed that his standard was the shield of the Lord. We do know in the book of Acts that the first Christian martyr, Stephen, exposed that star as the Star of Moloch, Kiun, Rimfan. These were the ancient Egyptian deities. Behind them all was the great god Saturn, the sixth planet from the sun, Satan, Lucifer. That was the real god that the Jews worshipped when they left Egypt. And it is the god represented on the six-pointed star. The six-pointed star is made up of two triangles, one superimposed on top of another, indicating the fact that Satan, in Isaiah 12 through 14, says, "I will be like the Most High." In fact, he says he will conquer the Most High. He will bring together heaven and hell. Thus, we have the two triangles, one heaven, one hell. Those two come together. It is also a sign of the Holy Sex Act that is so honored in the Jewish faith. They believe in a multiplicity of deities, including the great goddess and God, which they depict as two great serpents, Leviathan and Behemoth. These two continuously have sex with each other, and that is a small piece of the Jewish religion. But in the flag, you see two blue lines on the top and bottom. These indicate that the great kingdom of Israel shall be expanding. One line represents the river Euphrates that runs through Baghdad, and the other represents the Nile in Egypt. So they believe they will conquer Egypt and then conquer Iraq. So we know that this is their plan, and they've actually expressed it in their flag. A flag, by the way, designed by the Rothschild family. Now, what can Israel, a tiny nation of 7.5 million Jews, and probably 10 Israels could fit into the state of Texas, how could they possibly be so strong? Well, Prime Minister Mayatar of Malaysia, at a conference in 2003, said, "The Jews rule the world by proxy. They use other nations to do their bidding." Particularly, he indicated the United States. If the United States is the greatest superpower in the world, and if you control the United States through kosher politics, through its banking system, through its media, through its culture, its academics, if you can take a small number of people and control the whole nation, then you can use that nation to go forth and become your proxy to conquer the world. This is what has been going on in the Middle East, in Europe, and around the world. Of course, we have conquered Germany. We did that for the Jews. You can read M.S. King's book, The Bad War, and discover why we went to war with Germany. It wasn't because Hitler was a bad man. It was because the Jews sought to destroy Hitler, destroy Germany, ruin their culture, and be the kingmakers in Europe. They also sought to destroy Russia. In 1917, Lenin and Trotsky, two Jews, were able to pull off a revolution in Russia. They massacred the family of the Tsar, and then they proceeded to kill, according to author Alexander Solzhenitsyn, some 66 million Christians. Now, thanks to the Bolshevik Revolution and the Cold War, Russia has been defeated. So what is going on now? In the early 1990s, a group was formed, made up of neocon Jews and their favored Gentile bootlickers, called the Project for a New American Century. Basically, the Project for a New American Century said, in the 21st century, America will lead the world. Now, the real meaning of that is, America will rule the world, but Israel shall rule over America. If Israel and the 2.5% of the American population who are Jewish can control the colleges and universities, can control the media, can control the court system, the Supreme Court, and so forth, if it can control the military and cause a revolution of thinking in the military, if it can control the politics and turn them into kosher politics, which it has done, if it can control especially the corporations and the banking system, then, in controlling America, it will control the world. And that is exactly what has happened. Please read my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, and see exactly who controls, who runs America. And what is their plan? Their plan is to run the world by running the Middle East. To do that, they must conquer all the nations of the Middle East. But not just conquer them, leave them hopeless, helpless, in the state of continual chaos, and that is exactly what has happened. First, they came up with 9/11. Yes, this was done by Israel. Read about the dancing Israelis from New Jersey that filmed the whole thing. The fact is, the Israeli Mossad, working with the American CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency and the White House of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, were able to pull off 9/11 and blame it on 19 poor Arabs. But what we know now is that those aircraft had black boxes, electronic boxes on them, and they told those aircraft where to go. And that's just the truth. And it was run by Dick Cheney. Now, 9/11 meant that over 3,000 Americans died. And those people not only died, but we lied about who killed them. But be that as it may, it fired up the American people when George W. Bush said, "We're going to get back at these people." Where were they? Who were they? It turns out that of the 19 Arabs, 17 were Saudi Arabians. Well, that's because they were all part of the CIA operation and they came from Saudi Arabia. Well, we didn't want to blame Saudi Arabia for the attack. We didn't want to let anybody know for sure that it was Israel. Instead, we said it was some guy living in a cave 10,000 miles away called Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden, of course, said he did not do it, that there was a secret group formed inside the United States that accomplished this thing. He was exactly correct, of course. But we said, we're going to look for Osama bin Laden. And then we suddenly let everybody know we know where he's at. He's hiding in the mountains of Afghanistan. So we attacked Afghanistan. What did we do in Afghanistan? We stole the resources, the copper, the uranium that we're now selling to the Red Chinese. But more than that, we put in the poppy fields. And now Afghanistan is the world's number one heroin dealer. And it's our CIA and our military that's running all of the heroin for the whole world from our poppy fields in Afghanistan. And of course, we've killed many Taliban. But there's no trace of Osama bin Laden. We finally found the guy after years and years of fighting in Afghanistan. We finally found him just living with his wives in a house right next to a military base in Pakistan. Our SEAL Team 6 went in and took him out, supposedly. But nobody's ever seen his body. The U.S. claimed they dumped his body in the sea. But did it? No, of course not. He was already dead years ago. He died of kidney failure. Who was that they killed? Some poor slob that they got and they killed. So we invaded Afghanistan, but Osama bin Laden wasn't even there. But Osama bin Laden never did one crime. He was a CIA agent who had worked for the CIA fighting the Russians in Afghanistan many decades before. So we conquered Afghanistan, and then Bush and Cheney said, we must go and conquer Iraq. Why? They had nothing to do with 9/11. Well, because they have nuclear weapons, and there will be mushroom clouds all over America. How is that? They had no bombers, they had no missiles, they had no way to deliver those nuclear weapons, even if they had them, no way to bring them to America. But still, we were going to take out Saddam. So we conquered Iraq. We killed 500,000 Iraqis. We destroyed half their country. It was worth it. Why? I don't know. Because a few years later, we allowed the ISIS people, who were actually created, trained, and armed by Israel and the United States as our proxy terrorist army, to come in, and the ISIS warriors have now taken about half of Iraq. And now Afghanistan is being lost to the Taliban. We've lost Iraq. We've lost Afghanistan. All of it for nothing. Thousands of American soldiers mutilated, dead, for nothing. Trillions of dollars spent, for nothing. Well, there is something that has been won. Israeli hegemony, Israeli superiority, Israeli ascendance in the world. Friends, the United States is not owned by the government anymore. We're owned by the Jewish neocons. 50% of Americans in a recent poll admitted that they were terrified that the government is about to take away their freedoms and liberties. A recent New York Times article admitted that 25 to 30 neocons ran America, and they basically told George W. Bush what to do. First, 9/11. So we went in and took Afghanistan and Iraq. Though we haven't stopped there. There's war going on in Yemen, in Somalia, in countries like Liberia, where we want the gold and the diamonds, and in Egypt. We also went into Libya. We assured Gaddafi he was our friend, so he got rid of any semblance of anything even related to nuclear weapons, and he offered to let our inspectors go into his country to inspect. Instead, we chose to go in and kill him, and we took the country's money, gold, and oil, and we left the country a decadent wreck, and now people are being killed and they lock their doors at night, and terrorists are roaming the streets. And then there was Benghazi, a depot, a way station for armaments that we had used in Libya to overthrow the government, and now we're sending them to Jordan where we are training ISIS troops. Here's what Carl Bernstein said in 2012 at a conference about the Iraqi war. He said, "This was an insane war that brought us low economically and morally. We went to war against a guy, Saddam Hussein, who had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. It was a total pretext. It is inexplicable. And there you go to Cheney, to Bush. There you go to the Jewish neocons who wanted to remake the world. Maybe I can say that because I'm Jewish, to bring about a certain result, the Jewish New World Order. Those 25 to 30 neocons are still there today, and they are still telling Obama what to do."